drove.
And I have.
Driven. I was brought up correctly.
What would you call outdoor plumbing?
Outhouse.
Any other terms for that?
Oh, yes. I'm sure they had quite a few. I'm trying to think of my great aunts and their euphemisms, because mm-hmm. they still had the building there, though they had moved the toilet inside when I was mm-hmm. a child. They sometimes said the convenience.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly never said cesspool, though they knew the word. Of course, they had these cute euphemisms like the little house behind the big house and that sort of thing.
Is that used here?
Oh, it's well known. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard people say cabinet, which is a translation of French le cabinet,
mm-hmm.
which was the ordinary way of saying that
mm-hmm.
in New Orleans French. I don't right now think of anything that's else that would be really live for me.
Mm-hmm. These are some grammatical things. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, and if I had troubles with telling you and you were tired of hearing it, you might say to me, well, I blank my troubles too.
I have my troubles.
Okay. And if there were a noise, I might say,
did you hear?
And I would say, yes, I
heard.
And I have.
I've heard that before.
Okay. If I ask you if you knew a person and you were not acquainted with him, but you knew his name, you might say, I don't know him, but I have.
I heard about it.
Okay, uh-huh. And if a friend came into town and I were asking if you had run across him, I might say, have you seen him yet? And you would say, no,
I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Or if it were, you were asking about someone else, you would say, no,
he hasn't.
Mm-hmm. And if there was something that I were inquiring whether you accomplished frequently, I would say, do you do it often? And you would say, yes, I.
I do.
And of a man, another man, you would say, yes, he
does.
Mm-hmm. And if someone were not doing well in school and the parent was inquiring why, you might just say that to express the fact that he had no interest, you might say, well, he just
doesn't care.
That's it. And if I ask if you were certain about something and you were not, you might say, no,
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And if you were trying to, let me skip that one because that doesn't come out properly. If a crime were committed and you were trying to ascertain whether someone was guilty or innocent, you might say, well, I don't think he's guilty, but people.
You're looking for a part of the verb do?
No.
Just
however you finish the sentence. I think he's innocent, but other people.
Okay, think he's guilty.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, the place on the farm where tools and tractors and
I'm a city boy, don't forget.
I know, but unfortunately we have to ask the farm questions mm-hmm. to city people too, and if you don't know this word, you know. The big building on a farm.
Oh, like the barn, I presume. Mm-hmm.
Do you know a
barn, we would have said as a child.
All right, a small building where they might store corn.
I know the word corn crib,
mm-hmm.
but I think I've acquired that.
What about a building where they might store grain? This is more for pronunciation than anything else.
You mean granary?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that is an acquired word,
okay.
But
mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that was ever used mm-hmm. around here, farm or not, but certainly I know the word.
The upper part of the barn, you recall?
Well, I presume that's a loft.
And what about when you have too much hay to put
in? Well, stables have lofts.